evening and welcome to Windy City Irish Radio. My name is Mike Shevlin, and I will be sitting in the director's chair here on Windy City Irish Radio tonight, and I have across the table from me my key grip and hopefully my caterer at some point in the evening, Tim Taylor. How are you?
Well, I did bring you some cookies.
That's
earlier.
Very nice. Yeah, yes, right. I very much appreciate that.
Made a
that.
Big batch for Mother's Day, and so you know I had a few left over, and I know chocolate chip is your favorite.
It is my favorite. Right? You had these weird little sprinkles on them, but
well, just on a few, I did that. But yeah,
that's good.
So, no,
that's
I know
stuff.
You like to you know little colored
Something
sprinkles.
A little sweet.
It makes you
that's
so
good.
Happy.
Yeah,
and I can tell you're really happy right now.
Very happy. And so we have a great show tonight. We have some special guests here in the studio, and we have a real director on the show coming up later.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
You know, so he'll just put me in my place. I'll just sit over here, and he'll talk all about directing this wonderful play that we're going to talk about later. And but let's start us off with some music here, and we'll get our actors and the directors and the musicians in the studio, and we're going to kick it off here with our friends, We Banjo 3.
All right.
I got a friend in Baltimore, little Liza Jane. Streetcars running by her door, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a friend in Ohio, little Liza Jane. Sit and watch those flowers grow, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a friend in Chicago, little Liza Jane. Walk and feel those cold winds blow, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a friend in Milwaukee, little Liza Jane. Come along and dance with me, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a friend in Kansas City, little Liza Jane. Where those girls are all so pretty, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Banjo play, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a friend in Tokyo, little Liza Jane. Springtime cherry blossoms grow, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane.
the city of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Join Frankie Gavin and Dae Donnan in a musical tour to Ireland, September 6th through the 16th. Drive parts of the Wild Atlantic Way to experience the most breathtaking ocean views in Europe. Tour Frankie's hometown of Galway, where majestic swans greet you at the bay. Enjoy Bantry Bay to enjoy musical legacy of Chief O'Neill himself, as we bring the best contemporary musicians to West Cork for a packed program of concerts, workshops, and sessions. Enjoy the beautiful fishing village of Dingle, the giddy heights of Cliffs of Moher, Connemara region, Kylemore Abbey, and much, much more. Frankie and Dae Donnan will be performing at each location, but don't be surprised if there's an impromptu jam session on the road. There'll be music and merriment, conversation and crack around every corner. Contact Caddy Tours for more details at toll-free 866-387-6759. That's 866-387-6759 or online at caddytours.com.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish at heart Chicagoans, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish-American community. Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month, so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere. Receive $100 for simply moving your Social Security or payroll direct deposit to Signature Bank. Stop by one of the two locations, Harlem and Northwest Highway, just 10 minutes from the Irish-American Heritage Center, and on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the Financial District downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, or Signature Bank President Mike O'Rourke, or you can call them at 773-467-5624 or visit their website at signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the Fifth Province for live music, a pint, and a bite to eat. The Ancient Order of Hibernians, Division 32, and the center hosts the annual joint golf outing on Friday, May the 19th. That's this Friday, Tim.
Oh, I can't wait.
At the Edgebrook Golf Course. Duffers need not apply.
Well, you can apply.
Well, maybe not.
No, you
but,
can apply.
It's at the Edgebrook Golf Course, 12:30 shotgun start. Dinner and the awards presentation is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's $100 per person for the golf experience, and I'm putting that in quotations.
Golf, right, air quotes,
because that's what it says here, the golf experience.
Right.
And dinner reception. And if you just want the dinner reception only, Tim, it's only $40.
And that's going to be me, right? So that's why Duffers need apply, right? Because you could just show up for the dinner and drinks.
All right.
Well, I'm doing that.
There you
the
go.
Dinner and drinks experience in air quotes.
There you go.
I'm doing that.
All right. Well, there you go. May the 19th, Edgebrook Golf Course. That's the Ancient Order of Hibernians and the Irish American Heritage Center golf outing. And get this, Tim. Let's go celebrate the 2017 class of the Irish American Hall of Fame at a gala awards dinner this June. Inductees include Martin Sheen.
Oh, yes.
Bill Murray.
Yes.
Father Michael Judge. Maureen Brinker Connolly. Audie Murphy. And more. And the gala is Saturday, June the 10th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $175 for members, $200 for non-members. Tables are available for purchase, Tim. So if you want to get your group together to go celebrate the Irish American Hall of Fame, there's nothing better.
It's going to be a fantastic evening that
night.
And
we have some very special guests lined up for the evening.
So that's some big guests,
Let's just say very special.
Yes, well, special, guests. And some big guests.
Yeah, well, big as in size or as in stature?
Stature, personality.
I would say that. Yeah.
Heart.
Byrne and Kelly, international stars of Irish group Celtic Thunder, returned to the center in 2017 after a sold-out concert last April. They're driven by vocal harmonies, and the duo seamlessly dives into combining genres like traditional Irish and Americana to create a fresh Celtic folk sound. The concert's Friday, June the 9th, 2017, 8 p.m. Tickets are $35. For all info on Heritage Center events, to purchase tickets, visit www.irish-american.org or call 773-282-7035, extension 10.
Thank you so very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Lots going on over at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the big Irish American Hall of Fame coming
up. It is going to be big.
And then you got July Irish Fest.
Yeah,
and,
that's going to be big. Speaking of big.
Yeah, it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about that later. So we started it off with a pretty awesome set. That was Little Liza Jane by our good friends at Wee Banjo 3 off their Billboard chart-winning album String Theory.
Speaking of Irish Fest, they're one of our headliners at the Irish Fest at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Man, and then, of course, we followed it up with Josh Dukes and Dylan Foley, the New York Connection album. And that was The Devils of Dublin, and new album that just showed up on your doorstep,
I believe,
right?
It did.
And then we finished it off with, of course, Christy Moore off his Ride On album, The City of Chicago, because that's what we are. We are talking about everything Irish in the city of Chicago.
That's right. And speaking of the city of Chicago, we, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have some very special guests here in studio. They're tuning up. They're doing the whole mouthwash thing to kind of like, you know.
They're gargling.
They're gargling as we speak.
Yeah,
Can you hear them? Can you hear the gargling
in the background?
Yeah. That's not very good radio. Gargling is not good radio.
It's
but
not,
they're doing
but,
it. Trust us.
Just trust us.
Use the imagination.
Right. So they get, their pear-shaped tones,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
The dulcet tones.
So here in studio, we have the Riverside Center for Education, and we've got a number of kids here that are going to sing for us, play some music for us. And the production is called The Hedgerow, and it's a brand new production. It was written by a fellow named Peter Searby, and Peter's here with some of the actors and musicians, and they're going to be talking to us and playing some music for us in a second. We thought we'd play another song as they warm themselves up. This is a song called Arthur McBride, and it's kind of about from the period that The Hedgerow is set, and that would be, I guess, 18th century Ireland, and so this is... Well, this is an original and a classic from Planxty.
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a-dawning. Then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for camp with this rowdy-dow-dow in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea you quickly shall have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of more and we had to run chance. For you think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took in the odds. We gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads and paid them right smart in the morning. As for the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, and into the ocean to rock and to roll, and bad at a tedious returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil I pitch you, says Arthur MacBride, to temper your steel in the morning.
And that's Dominic Taglia, and on concertina, Monica Severance, and on the guitar, Mr. Peter Searby. And we are here with the production of The Hedgerow from the Riverside Center for Education, located in Westmont. They have a brand new production that's going to be coming out later this month. It's May the 25th, 26th, and 27th in Riverside, or in Westmont. And welcome, guys. That was fantastic.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah, with Dominic's chops, I think we're going to hear a lot more from him coming up.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
That was pretty impressive.
So, Peter, can you tell us a little bit, you know, the Riverside Center for Education, you're putting on this production, The Hedgerow. Could you tell us a little bit about Riverside?
Sure. Yeah, it started about 3.5 years ago. I think many more years before that in my mind, in my imagination. I kind of dreamed of a way of educating kids that inspired their imaginations, that really made them love learning, that helped them see the meaning of their work, of their lives, of kind of the great story that they're a part of. And we do that. I wanted to kind of give a way to do that through the creative arts. I find that that's one of the most powerful ways for somebody to kind of get what it means to be human and kind of get to know their own creative gifts. And that's really a big part of Riverside is how do you inspire someone to the point where they begin to see their own unique creative gift and how that can flourish in life and their own vocation. And so that was a big part of it. So yeah, the creative arts, reconnecting kids with the outdoors is a big part of what we do.
Yeah, there's a number of different tracks, is that right? You know, kind of a, there's the outdoor thing and I guess a lot of different ways, creative ways of doing things, whether it's making things or creating activities for yourself outside and of course in the arts with music and with acting and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, really, that's you kind of hit it there. I mean, the idea is we're all about the imagination and creativity. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts that we've been given, that we've been blessed with as human beings, is this ability to create. And we really want to give kids that space to do that. And so we have everything from theater, which is what we're kind of doing right now.
Right.
Theater, we have folk music lessons, which is American folk music, roots music. We have a film for everything from stop motion to live action. We have a ranger program, which is outdoor education, outdoor adventures. And then we have a maker program, which is right now it's all about woodworking, building canoes, getting kids to work with their hands again. And then we're starting something called reporters, too. We want to teach the kids the kind of art of journalism.
Nice.
So some of these are for boys, and some of them are co-ed. Well, I taught in schools for about 14 years, and I just saw boys super bored in class, kind of filling out paperwork and checkboxes and kind of imitating what a lot of people see life and work about, just kind of filling out
sure.
the boxes. And so I said, well, that's not life. I want to teach them how to see life with a sense of creativity and to find that unique insight and gift they have. So
it's kind of like growing up as a little boy used to be, I guess, way back when, right? When you'd kind of explore the world all on your own.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to give those experiences. I had some of them as a boy. I mean, I loved music as a kid, and I had experience there. With that, I had adventures in nature. Got out on my bike and went for miles and miles without my parents knowing where we were. Just kind of went on crazy adventures. But these days, I think things are very standardized, right. And it's that passivity in the classroom in a lot of schools is kind of a bad result of this kind of standardization.
So this particular performance or production, The Hedgerow, it's about a pretty unique and interesting time in Irish history. And I'm just wondering, you know, looking around the room, not everybody in this room is Irish. And I'm wondering where did you find this as inspiration for the production and you know, something like a very, like I said, a unique time in history for the Irish.
Yeah, I mean, I think several things. I think anytime a writer wants to approach a story, you got a little bit of yourself in there. You got a little bit of what you love about the music, about stories in general. So inspiration happens in weird ways. And I'd say some of the things that inspired me, I wanted to do an Irish play. That was one that came to me. I grew up not listening to the amount of traditional music that Monica here has played, but I listened to my brother's James sang the Clancy Brothers, a lot of the pub songs. And my father, he was from the Bronx, and he was quite a tenor, and he'd get up in the pubs, and people would get him to sing old pub songs. And so I grew up listening to him singing The Parting Glass and, you know, Four Green Fields and things like that. So I had a love for it. So I started thinking about a musical, what could I do with an Irish theme? And I started reading, actually, about the hedge schools. I don't know how I came upon that. I think maybe we have a little bit of an adventurous way about us. We're kind of like, we call ourselves an outpost for imaginative learning. So we're kind of on the outpost or the borderlands of the system intentionally. And that's really what the hedgerow was, these hedgemasters teaching kids out in the hedgerows and the byways and the, you know, rocky roads all over Ireland. And what inspired me was that they were real heroes. I mean, they were killed. They were put in jail. They were sent away to in slavery if they were found practicing their Catholic faith, teaching in the hedgerows to these kids. It was illegal. So they were kind of like outlaw teachers. I thought it was pretty cool, like outlaw teachers teaching kids in the hedgerows of Ireland, wanted by the English. It just had a romantic adventure.
And they were the ones that kind of protected the Irish identity for future generations. And it was, you know, very important to what we have today. We wouldn't be here, Tim, if it wasn't for the hedgerows, perhaps.
That's true. And you know, and I could see the parallel between thinking it through with Riverside and the hedgerows, and because when you were talking about the creative arts, in a lot of ways, you know, the creative arts have become lost arts to us. You talk about woodworking and making canoes. You know, they just don't teach that in school anymore.
Right. And I'm glad you're bringing this up, because what really inspired me was not only the hedgerows, but this idea of the Bardic Order. So it was this old Bardic Order, which was, so we teach a lot of poetry and songs. The kids, the boys are always memorizing songs, ballads, and poetry. And for me, memory is a really important part of culture. It's, I think we can all agree on that, that it kind of keeps alive who people are, the story of who they are. And the bards, they were, I think at one point, I read this wonderful book called The Story of the Irish Race, and the bards were prized higher than some of the high kings at one point, because they held within their memory the story of their people, their laws, the stories of their heroes, what's called the you just heard him say the Féin Dúrreach, the praise of place. So the bards were taught all these poems and songs and the names of like hedgerows and hillsides. Every place had a name, every place had a story. And so for me, the bards were like the living memory of the Irish people that were at one point very much under attack. So the bards, not only the hedgemasters, but the bards came under attack, and the Bardic Order was destroyed, though, at least the English thought.
Right.
The Bardic Order was destroyed. And this story, what inspired me is, well, what if a bard rose again and kept alive the tribal memory of his people out in the hedgerows? And he lives on Inishicolon. Eamon, this character that Dominic just sang his song. It's called Eamon's Song. And it's, he's living on Inishicolon, which is, in the Western Island or Western Isle, I think it's a book by Flowers, Robert Flowers. And he sings, he talks about the bardic tradition, the poetic tradition of Blasket Island. And then Inishicolon's an island nearby, and it was known as the graveyard of the fairies. And that's where this character lives. Only later did I realize that Skellig Michael, which is not too far, is where Luke Skywalker
lives. Yeah, Star Wars, right?
So, yeah. So there's these weird parallels with Star Wars.
So you know, we talked about, you know, obviously introduced Dominic here and, of course, Monica. And we have more than just that here in the studio. So, of course, we have Monica Severance on concertina and her brother Patrick and sister Anna. And they're going to join us in a minute here. We have Dominic singing, and we also have Maggie Sullivan. And so do you guys want to do another song from the hedgerow for us?
Yeah, oh yeah, we'd love to. So yeah, this song is, Maggie sings it. She plays a woman named Eileen O'Connell, who, I tried to do a lot of research for this play, and she was actually a rebel. Eileen O'Connell was the name of a rebel at one point in Irish history. So she's going to sing something called the Hero's Song.
To the heroes of blessed Ireland, we raise our glasses high. Their names impressed on the hearts of men, and their songs will never die. We remember the name of Shane O'Neill, how he set the fire alight. They can see it blaze on the old Armagh in the shadows of the night. He had freed the Sing of O'Neill,
Fantastic.
That was awesome. You guys are great. And so we are here with the Riverside Center for Education, and we were listening to the Heroes song, and that was performed by the band that is performing in the play, The Hedgerow. Part of that particular ensemble, we had Patrick and Ava Severance singing backup, and we had Maggie Sullivan singing lead vocals there. And so the play is coming up. When will the performances start?
Sure. It's May 25th, 26th, and 27th. And the first two nights, 25th, 26th, will be 6 o'clock it'll start. And then we'll have a matinee on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And this is at the Commons in Westmont, which is right off Cass Avenue.
Okay. And the tickets, how much are our tickets?
It's 12 for adults, 8 for...
Ages 8 to 16 and $48 for a family, right?
Yeah, 48 for a family.
Tim and I count as a family? We're a radio family.
Radio family, right? We're in it together.
I think you know, we've developed a really nice relationship here, so we can figure something out.
Sorry, did you have something?
Yeah, if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to rside.org, and that's rside.org, riverside.org, rside.org. And you can purchase tickets for individual tickets, children's tickets, and family tickets.
And then 7 and under is free.
7 and under is free. Well, Peter, whatever you're doing over at the school, it's obviously working very, very well, because very, very impressed with these great vocalists.
Yeah, no, they're
and musicians.
We're blessed. We're blessed with them, really. They've done a great job lately.
So with this production of The Hedgerow, how many kids are in the production?
There are 40.
Wow.
So our musicals are usually the biggest.
Now, as far as the actors go, do they all sing, or is it just you have actors and musicians and singers? Or
The musicians are all players and like session players, almost all session players. And the two of them are actually Alpha Stewart and Doug Lofstrom are both professional musicians in the area, more in the jazz blues world. But they can play anything, basically.
Well, and so there's also you, Peter, and also John Shine, and the two esteemed members of the Great Whiskey Project.
That's right. Yeah, I play in the Great Whiskey Project with John, and we don't play as much lately. You know, a lot of them are married with many kids. And
they will be playing at Irish Fest at the Irish American Heritage Center, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And we played there at St. Patrick's Day. It was actually our best. Right. I felt like one of our best shows, just tons of energy there, and it was a lot of fun.
So you have the performers in the play, you have the musicians, and you also have participation from the Trinity Irish Dancers.
Yeah, that's amazing. So some of the families that are in Irish Trinity Dance School, they joined up with us maybe 3 years ago. I think they might have been with us from the start, right when we started theater productions.
Now that's the Dijak family, is that right?
The Dijaks, and then we have the Doyles.
So we're talking some world championship Irish dancers, correct?
Yeah, they just won. I mean, I know Michelle was on a team that just won Worlds in Ireland. They were just there.
Yeah.
And so they have some hard shoe steps they're doing. There's some brilliant choreography by Maggie Doyle, who's an artistic associate at Irish Trinity Dance. She's the sister also of some of the Doyles that are in
that
the play.
Helps. Yeah.
So it's been a real blessing.
And it's a perfect fit, right? Because this whole Irish dance thing and back in the Hedgerow schools and back in the homes at that time, isn't that why dancers have their arms down to their sides? They didn't want to show that they're whooping it up in the house.
It's true. That's when they started putting their arms down. And we show that a little bit in the play. So for instance, there's a whole like wild tribe, lost tribe of Ireland called the Kiltori. And they live in under the mountain called Slievenon, and that's an important part of the story because they're kind of the keepers. There's a relationship between the Kiltori and the Bards, and there was this like ancient communion between them and the Irish that kept the living memory alive. That is the key to the play in some way. So when they visit Slievenon, and the king of the Kiltori named Ronan, there's a great dance. There's two big dances. They have something called the Great Fesh. And some of the dancers, like Rosie Doyle, Michelle Dijak, and the other ones, are doing more of the Chanoz style, where the hands are kind of flinging up in the air. They're much looser, a lot more wild and uninhibited in the way they dance. And that was kind of to show that that's the way it was at one point. And then the other dances are a bit more conservative to show them hiding in the hedgerows.
So we have original songs, we have singing, we have dancing and music. Mm-hmm. And we have the history of Ireland melded with the mythic kind of fables and stories of Ireland. So you got just about everything here with the hedgerow, I guess, huh?
Thank you, yeah. We're excited about it.
So do you want to give us one more song?
Yeah, we'd love to.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I left me home in Donegal to ply a poet's trade. I sing upon the mountain roads in every town I played. I was treated like a king for all the stories I could tell. For every door was open and the whiskey like a well. I took up writing tales in verse when I was just a lad. Me mother sighed when I left home, my father said I was mad. And I wandered all the mountain trails of this blessed isle. And don't regret a single day, till the march still in denial. And the road goes ever on and on, and the journey won't feel long. For the love of the song, for the love of the song. They dubbed me Galloway's Johnny here as soon as I was born. For I came out singing verses on my blessed, blessed born. And I wrote a famous song that everyone in Ireland knows. A ballad by the title of This Wild Irish Rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. La 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 la. I walked from Dublin to Galway Bay and never knew a frown. From everyone I saw a smile is welcome to every town. And the children gathered on the home and listened by the fire. The punch was free for poetry as long as you didn't tire. And the road goes ever on, and the journey won't feel long. For the love of the song, for the love of the song. I sang a song of Limerick and was loved by ladies all. In every town I fell in love, but never did I fall. For the roving life through Galway Green is better than the chain that traps too many bonnet men and drives them all insane. I'll walk the byways on and on, and the journey never long. For the love of this song, for the love of this song, for the love of this song, for the love of this song.
All right, for the love of the song from the cast of The Hedgerow from the Riverside Center for Education. You heard there on lead vocals Patrick Severance, Ava Severance backing up, and Monica on the concertina, and of course Peter Searby, who is the writer and co-director of the production. We also heard Dominic Taglia earlier and Maggie Sullivan, all of you performing in The Hedgerow. You can get tickets by going to ourside.org. The performance May the 25th and 26th at 6:30 p.m. and May the 27th with a matinee. Ticket prices, $12 for adults, $8 for ages 8 to 16. 7 and under are free, and it's $48 for a family. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. It was fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fairway. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
Back in 1922, my grandfather, Thomas J. Cooney, opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need, as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust. We will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
Come out and enjoy the fun. Our 31st annual Gaelic Park Irish Festival on May 26th through the 29th is the first major holiday of the summer. We have some great bands coming this year, including Jig Jam, Emmett Cahill of Celtic Thunder, and Socks in the Frying Pan, along with local bands such as American English, Patty Holman, Kathleen Grennan, and Joe Cullen, and many, many others. After being cooped up all winter, the idea of enjoying great entertainment, food, and refreshments in an outdoor setting is extremely attractive. We had numerous exhibits, including a petting zoo, an Irish pony exhibition, and sports on the main pitch, a refreshing change from the winter hibernation. Visit our Irish Fest website at ChicagoGaelicParkIrishFest.org for schedules and more information. The Carrick Pub offers a delightful pub menu Monday through Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Friday from 5 to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sundays from 3 to 8 p.m. Our pub menu is sure to please the hungriest of appetites. Live entertainment is featured every Friday and Saturday night with no cover charge. For a listing of all of our events, please check out our website at ChicagoGaelicPark.org. Chicago Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street in my hometown of Oak Forest, is open daily to the public, and the telephone number is 708-687-9323.
Thank you, Tim.
You're
always
so very welcome, Mike.
At Gaelic Park Irish Fest. Oh, my golly. Socks in the Frying Pan.
Oh, I know. You
Jig
got
Jam.
Jig Jam. That's
you know, our pal Katie Grennan.
Katie Grennan's going to
be there.
You
know, I heard a little rumor about Katie Grennan.
What is that?
Not to spread rumors, but,
yeah,
but I think we're all going to find out in a couple weeks.
Really?
But, she's going to be playing fiddle with Gaelic Storm.
No way.
Way.
Are you allowed to even say that?
I don't know.
Or is that another exclusive on Windy City
Average
Radio?
We might want to keep that out. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that.
No, that's okay. We're going to let it out.
How about that Riverside school?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
These kids are super talented.
My kids are total slackers.
Yeah, well, I'm a total slacker.
Well,
you know,
we've known that for 4 years.
These kids are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some really great vocals at such a young age.
It was.
I mean, all those kids were 10 to 12 years old.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, and to be that accomplished at such a young age is pretty spectacular.
So we're going to play some Socks in the Frying Pan right here. They're going to play. They're performing six different times at the Gaelic Park Irish Fest.
If you, what?
I mean, see, I like socks. Like, you get holes in your socks. There's different color socks.
Right. Dress socks.
It's good to have a lot of different socks.
Athletic
socks. And you have six chances to see Socks in the Frying Pan
socks.
Over Gaelic Park weekend. So we're going to play this one here. And this is a song that we all, you know, all wonder. How Mountain Girls Can Love.
I like those knee socks.
Knee socks.
Get down, boys, go back home. Back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain gals can love. Riding the night on a high cold wind on the trail of that old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind. Get down, boys, go back home. Back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain gals can love. Oh,
Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were gay and happy then. You whispered to me when I held you close, and you hoped that night would never end. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. You love, treat her right, never wrong. How mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love.
Her eyes, they shine like diamonds. Apprentice to trade I was bound. Whoa, many an hour, sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. But a sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet man. Everybody!
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair had hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, a maiden not long for to stay. Well, who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Here we go.
Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair had hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Woo! So I took this role with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Oh, I knew that she meant the undoing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and slipped it right into my hands. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair had hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. 7 long years penal servitude I spent down in Van Diemen's land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
black velvet bound. Hey!
Thank you.
All right, that was Socks in the Frying Pan. They're going to be playing at the Gaelic Park Irish Fest 6 different times. I just can't get over that.
You never get enough socks.
Well, no, you'll never be able to miss them, which is great. And that was How Mountain Girls Can Love. And then we finished off that set with the High Kings, the Black Velvet Band, real classic there. And hey, Mike, you know, it's looking up the old clock on the wall there. It is time to close out our show.
Sometimes I think that clock runs a little fast.
You think it does? I think it does too. Yeah,
just time flies when you're having fun too.
That's true. And so we're gonna close out the show here with a song that's you know, the old Irish blessing, and this is a version of it by Roger McGuinn, and this is May the Rose Rise to Meet You
and the Wind Be Always at Your Back.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Summertime, the sun would shine. We'd lay across a field, sheltered in the shadow of a tree. We'd write our poems to take along and sing out on the road. And you would always sing this song to me. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face until we meet again, and may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Autumn leaves would change our tree to colors on the ground, swirling patterns beautiful to see. I'd lay my head down on your lap, we wouldn't make a sound, and you would always sing this song to me. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face until we meet again, and may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Through the winter days our tree would shiver in the wind, waiting for the warming touch of spring. I'd hold you in the firelight, we'd stare into the flames, and this is what you always used to sing. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face until we meet again, and may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face until we meet again, and may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face. until we meet again, then may God hold you in.